single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
2. Hello. I'm John Smizer, coming to you from Southern California, where it's a little warm these days in Southern California. It's hard to bear sometimes, but I enjoy it. I really like the warmth, but I don't know how it is, how the weather is where you're at, but I pray that you're having a wonderful day, for today is the day that the Lord hath made. You know, we recognize that all of creation is God's handiwork, and it's just a joy to know that the trees, the skies, the clouds, all that God has made is His handiwork, His creative work. And in ways, we understand God a little bit by His creation. We understand His power. We understand His glory. Now then, we also find in God's Word another revelation or understanding of who God is. And it's always a joy to open God's Word. Now, sometimes we don't really take time to think upon it or meditate or ruminate upon it. And I pray that today, as we look at God's Word, we'll understand how important it is for us to not just blow through, read quickly, and get on with our work, thinking that our devotion is only just a busy work. No, it's time with our Creator, the one who loved us, the one who made this world, the one who is guiding every step of our life. Today, I pray that you will learn that God's will for you is above and better than anything else you or I could ever imagine. He wants the best for you. May God bless us as we look to His Word today.
Isaiah chapter 29, verses 9 through 14. Be stunned and amazed, blind yourselves and be sightless. Be drunk, but not from wine, stagger, but not from beer. The Lord has brought over you a deep sleep. He has sealed your eyes, the prophets. He has covered your heads, the seers. For you, this whole vision is nothing but words sealed in a scroll. And if you give the scroll to someone who can read and say to him, "Read this, please," he will answer, "I can't. It is sealed." Or if you give the scroll to someone who cannot read and say, "Read this, please," he will answer, "I don't know how to read." The Lord says, "These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is made up only of rules taught by men. Therefore, once more I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will perish. The intelligence of the intelligent will vanish."
Friday, September 29th. We're continuing on in the book of Isaiah at chapter 29. At verse 9 is where we're at today. You recall that there were the times yesterday when people just wouldn't pay attention to God. But God was there for them and delivered them from their enemies. Now then today we look and He calls us out and He says, "Be stunned and amazed. Blind yourselves and be sightless. Be drunk, but not from wine. Stagger, but not from beer. The Lord has brought over you a deep sleep. He will seal your eyes." How can this be? What is it that God's doing when He causes us not be able to see or understand or grasp the truth that He's trying to give to us? Well, He has a purpose, and we want to look at the reasoning, what He's doing here. I looked ahead a little bit, and I saw that sometimes when people's devotions, as I pointed out, become routine, we kind of lose sight of God. We lose the ability to hear God. I love the little portion in the New Testament where it speaks about ask and seek and knock, and he'll be faithful and he'll bring it to us. When we feel like there's a quietness in our lives where we don't truly understand what God's doing, that's a little bit of St. John of the Cross when he mentioned the dark night of the soul and the struggle that we're blind, we don't understand what direction are we going. I want to encourage you to ask God. First off, we ask God, we seek God, and we knock, and we try to pursue him. And in those areas, those efforts, when God will reveal himself to us. It goes on in verse 11 here. For you, those whole visions is nothing but words sealed in a scroll. And if you give the scroll to someone who can read and say, read this, please, they will answer, I cannot. It's sealed. Sometimes when people read the Word of God, they don't seem to understand what God's trying to share with them. When people read about God sending his only begotten son, they say, that can't be true. How could a father send his son to die? The reasoning is there. We just have to have ears to hear and hearts to accept that it's because God loved us so much. Now, in times of war or times of struggles, you'll hear about people who are sacrificing themselves for others, who will give themselves for others because they love them. A father will protect his family, and sometimes he may lose his own life by protecting them. Recently, there was in the lower part of the United States, down in Houston, Texas, earlier in the end of last month, there was a storm that was there. And in that storm, there was a mother who, trying to save her own child, she died, drowned in the storm. But her child was saved. It's a way that the love of a parent goes beyond understanding. And so here in the message that God has, when we don't understand that little child who was saved by his mother's drowning, he may not understand it now, but in the future he'll grasp how much she loved him. And so when we don't truly understand, when we look at the Bible or we hear God's word and we just can't fathom what he's trying to tell us, we're a little bit like that child. We're still learning, we're still growing. And we need to just trust that God loves us and move forward. Ask him. Ask to seek and to knock, to say, Lord, what is it that's going on in my life? It goes on in verse 12. Or if you give the scroll to someone who cannot read and say, read this, please, they will answer, I don't know how to read. And if your devotions are dry, find a way that you just plead with God. Let me know. What is it that God needs to do in your life and in my life to get our attention? What is it? I mean, when we just can't handle or can't get a hold of what God's trying to teach us, how will he get our attention? I hope it's not in the manner that a pastor once prayed for God to break his parishioners' legs, whatever it took. I hope we hear sooner. I hope we'll listen better. It goes on to say, the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Today, my challenge would be for each of us truly to have that heart for the Lord. Turn to him in a way that he won't need to reach out and challenge us. Know that we are approaching our Father. Turn to God today with your whole heart. Blessings on you. When we get caught up in doing all of the right things, we sometimes miss what Jesus said to the woman at the well. When we worship God, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So as this Sunday comes around, as you worship God, focus not just on the doing of the event of going to church, but hear the words of God from the songs, from the pastor. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You that You are such a loving Father. We call You Daddy, Abba. We crawl into Your lap to share with You our heart's concern. Lord, we want to walk with You in a way that we can become holy as You are holy. Father, we pray that You would speak to us each and every day in many ways. Father, bless Your children. Lord, guide us this day in Your precious name. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching the world, all and stepping in closer, see Jesus.